Hi, Margaret. This is the second one. We had we suffered all from quite some flu here, so I'm a little bit behind my schedule on reading, and we're just picking up all the chores and all the things we have to do. But everybody is okay again. Lots of my students have the same flu, and it hangs around in the body for 2-3 weeks, quite painful, high fever, and so on. But that said, I'm here with a second note. I wish to emphasize something here, which you wrote, page 28-29, about that the nature does not work in a local mechanistic way. And then you have this whole citation from the whole shebang and so on. But the last, which what I wanted to share is on the last alinea, last paragraph, you said an interesting law, interesting if one jumps with delight at the proximity of something challenging, the injunction to keep going, is that when I read a book, if I could reference myself relative to that book, I could find out what I think about the subject before reading what the author says. Now, during my life, I experienced many times that even by reading fragments of a theorem or theory, scientific or not, or just that I could, as in some way, put a complete image of this theorem in my head somewhere. I observed this very early in my year, already in middle school. I observed that fragments of information were enough to clarify a lot of things to me. Later on, I noticed that with when I was in Secret Service, I served in Special Forces, that with codes and so on, I could do the same thing. Later on, I started calling this that the difference, that there was a difference between an analytic thinker and a synthetic thinker. So analytic thinkers, they actually analyze. That was my comprehension at the time. They analyze the facts, their observations, and then they try to connect the dots. Whilst a synthetic thinker, actually, later I will call it differently, but at that time I started to call it synthetic thinker, that instead of, first of all, taking all the parts of a puzzle, pieces of a puzzle apart, it's like from with induction, like from starting from one point and seeing the other relevant pieces of the puzzle surrounding it. Even later, and that happened of things about 20 years ago, 15 years ago, I can say that, then I started to understand that from the Pakua, from understanding the Chinese philosophy. Much on a deeper level, I started to understand that, in fact, it also our thinking is holistic, and that even with fragments of information, we are able to put together a whole theory and a whole vision. This is actually why about 20 years ago I stopped reading books, as I satisfied myself with just bits and pieces which came to me to whatever means they came to me, and I noticed that I just started evolving the whole theory in my head. This is why I could develop, I think, things like East energetic transformation, but also all my ideas about society and ethical ecology and so on. They actually came out of the same source of information. What I try to describe is a certain state of mind or a state of being in which we become holistic instead of analytic. And this is what happens now. Of course, the whole educational system is geared toward training people to be analysts and analytic. Actually, we're doing the opposite from what we actually should do with children. Okay, this is note two. I hope this clarifies something and that it can add to something for you or whatever. I wanted to share this with you.